you've ever seen a sea of red motorcycle riders riding through Moreton Bay region in May, you've seen the work in action of a very passionate crew from Caboolture Rotary Club. They are behind one of Moreton Bay's region's most exciting charity events, the Red Ride. Kathleen Finter, the incoming president of Caboolture Rotary Club, is chatting with us about this today. She and her fellow Rotarians trade their meeting tables for motorbikes, rallying an incredible community of riders to raise funds and awareness and real support for those affected by domestic and family violence. Kathleen, it's great to have you with us.
Oh, it's great to be here, Rosemary.
Now, tell us, what is Red Ride?
Well, Red Ride is a motorbike ride, car show and family fun day to raise awareness of domestic and family violence in our community and to raise much-needed funds for not-for-profit groups that support individuals and families impacted by this type of violence. Our first Red Ride was held in 2021, 6 years ago, and it was just a motorbike ride, and it started and finished at the Woodford Showgrounds. That day was marked by torrential rain and COVID lockdowns. The day has since expanded to include a car show and a family fun day, all at the Caboolture Showgrounds.
Okay.
It was...
I'm just going to interrupt there for a little minute, Kath, because we've got more of what's going to go on. Tell us a bit about the actual ride itself.
Oh, the ride. Our Red Riders, the gates open for them at 7 o'clock and they have stands up at 8:30. So when they leave the Caboolture Showgrounds, they're going to travel approximately 140 kilometres throughout our beautiful Moreton Bay region. They'll travel down Morayfield Road and circumnavigate the Caboolture Sports Club. Caboolture Sports Club are our major sponsors, in a sea of red procession. Then they travel to Redcliffe and stop at Pelican Park for another sea of red procession over the Hornibrook Highway. They then make their way through Strathpine and Bray Park to Daybra, and then finally back to the Caboolture Showgrounds, where they'll do another Sea of Red procession through our family fun day at approximately 12 o'clock.
Okay. So now they're all back at the showgrounds. They've had their beautiful ride. They've drawn a whole lot of attention to themselves. What's going to happen at the showgrounds?
Well, back at the showgrounds, the gates open to the public at 10 a.m. I'm really excited that this year we've got the Pine Rivers Historical Motorcycle Club.
Yes.
And they'll have a display of their historical motorbikes. I'm just so excited. I can't wait to see them. We also have a car show. So far, we've got the Beachmere Caboolture and Bribie Island Car Clubs attending this year. It should be really great. But you don't actually have to be in a car club to show your car. For the kids, we have a face painter, a rock climbing wall, a super slide, a cup and saucer ride, and a really cool ride, which is a stationary motorbike where the child sits on the bike and the bike raises up as if they're doing a wheelie, and then there's this massive fan that blows and gives the child the impression of riding a motorbike. It's just amazing. We also have live music. We have the Plum Dogs Band playing again this year. Really great music. The Family Fun Day is free to the public. However, we will be asking for donations at the gate, but there's no obligation to give a donation. 100% of any donations go directly to not-for-profit groups that support individuals and families impacted by domestic violence. And, of course, it wouldn't be a Rotary event without a raffle. This year's raffle includes $100, $300 petrol vouchers, family passes to Aussie World, and lots more. I think we have about 12 raffle prizes on the day.
Now, Kathleen, just come back to the actual cause, and we know we're fundraising for not awareness, because we certainly are all aware of it, but domestic and family violence in our region. What more can we tell our listeners?
Oh, look, the reason we do this, there is just so many reasons. Domestic violence impacts so many people in our beautiful community, friends, families, extended families, workplaces, etc. It's the leading cause of homelessness in women and children.
Yes.
In our region.
Yes.
It's sad to think that individuals and children feel safer on the streets than they do in their own home.
Mm.
We on the day, we'll have DV Safe Phones there. DV
Yes.
Safe Phones is a unique group, what they do is that they repurpose old phones and they give them to people who are experiencing domestic violence. In an abusive relationship, what often happens is that the victim's phone will have tracking devices and that installed on it.
Mm-hmm.
So the individual is much safer if they dispose of their old phone. And DV Safe Phone steps into the void there. So if you've got any old phones that you no longer require, please bring them along on the day and donate them to DV Safe Phones.
Now, Kathleen, I know that there's 100 beautiful stories. Have you got a minute or just a moment to share one of the events that has really stuck with you?
The day before Red Ride 2023, a young woman in our community was killed by her partner. Her name was Heather Ball. So that happened the day before Red Ride 2023. I believe that Heather left behind a young family. At Red Ride 24, a woman introduced herself to me and advised that she was Heather's mother. It was the first anniversary of Heather's death.
Yes.
The woman gave me the biggest hug and thanked me for Red Ride. Some things are really hard to forget. Another instance that happened on that particular, on Red Ride 24, there was a beautiful lady and she won Best Dress Rider and she was dressed as the most spectacular fairy.
Yes.
Anyway, so she won that award. She later came up and spoke to me and she explained to me that she wasn't a fairy, she was actually a butterfly. And it turns out that she had been in a terribly abusive relationship. Mm. And she was now out of that relationship. She was finding her way in the world. And she said she was like a butterfly that through metamorphosis had turned into a beautiful butterfly. When we talk about domestic violence, somebody like myself could sit here and we could rattle off statistics that would shock you.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is that those two instances tell you more about domestic violence than anything. The first is obviously the death of a young woman, a young mother.
Yes.
The second is a woman who has been there.
And come out as a little butterfly.
And she's come out the other side as a butterfly.
Yes.
Stronger and more powerful than ever before.
How lovely. Yes. What a lovely story. Now, Kathleen, it is a great day. How can people get involved?
Oh, look, you can get involved easily. You can, if you're a bike rider, you can certainly register online and ride your bike in the ride. If you're a car enthusiast and you've got a car, you can certainly register to be part of our car show.
Mm-hmm.
With registration for the car show, it's actually free, but we will, of course, ask you for a donation, as we always do. And if you're a family or you've got children or you just want a day out, come along to Red Ride. It is a lovely day. Yes. It is a wonderful day.
Okay. And now I've got written down here, Kathleen, tickets and what you should know before the day. Give us a little bit of an idea on that.
Tickets? Well, if you want to participate in the car show, or you want to participate as a rider in Red Ride, you can go online to redride.org and you can register. You can do that online, but just say that you don't like doing things online, you can turn up on the day.
Yes.
And you can register in person on the day.
So bike riders must register, is that right?
They certainly do. We've got legal obligations.
That's right.
In relation to the ride. It's an organised ride. We've got all our permits. And as part of that, we have to have them registered.
Yes.
If you want to come to the Family Fun Day, and I definitely recommend you do, you actually don't have to do anything. You've just got to turn up from 10 o'clock.
Lots of red.
Wear lots of red. Turn up on the day. Gates open at 10, Caboolture Showgrounds. Don't miss it. It is an awful lot of fun.
It is. And, Kathleen, we're talking May 16 at Caboolture Showgrounds, and that's this Saturday, everyone. So how good is that?
Come along, support a great cause and have some fun. It is a really great day.
And just before we sort of wind up completely, Kathleen, any little message that we should tell anybody? message to anyone on the fence about coming? Yeah, oh. Can we? Will we go? Won't we go? Oh. What is the situation there?
If you're on the fence, definitely jump off the fence and come along,
mm-hmm.
Because one, you are supporting a wonderful cause. Because this is this event has been put on by the Rotary Club, I can tell you 100% of everything we raise on the day, 100% will go to organisations, not-for-profit organisations in our region that support people who have been through domestic violence.
Yeah.
So that's 100%. So any donation you give at the date, at the gate, any raffle tickets that you buy, and please buy lots of our raffle tickets, 100% of that goes
to toward that.
If you pay for registration for your bike, that goes to as well to domestic violence groups. And, of course, we will have our community barbecue stall there on the day.
Great food. Oh, great food.
Yep.
Great music.
100% of what you buy on the community barbecue stall goes to not-for-profit groups. So please come along. Please come along and have some fun.
Thank you, Kathleen, for joining us today and sharing the story behind Red Ride. It's been fantastic hearing about the excitement of the ride itself, the amazing family day at the Caboolture Showgrounds, and, of course, the very important cause driving it all. If today's chat has inspired you to get involved, grab your tickets, dust off that helmet, and don't forget to wear lots of red. Whether you're a rider or just there for the fun, Red Ride needs you. A huge thank you to Kathleen from the Caboolture Rotary Club for this incredible work that they do year after year. We wish you a massive turnout, perfect riding weather. Could be a little bit wet, but that even makes it all the more beautiful. And another unforgettable day for a truly worthy cause. Ride safe, everyone, and have a good day on this Saturday, May 16. See you there.
Thank you, Rosemary.